Did I sent an urgent letter for the attention of Eugene Dunn a few weeks ago in relation to the ongoing, what I would describe as a crisis in terms of the cover for out of hours GPs in the Strabane area. In the meeting, my concerns were confirmed. Strabane is the worst covered area out of the catchment, which is covered by Western Urgent Care. In comparison to that of Foyle, Enniskillen, Limavady, Omagh, Strabane is the worst covered, where a number of shifts aren't being covered during the week, almost four out of every 10, which is quite significant. That's a 40% miss, which is very concerning to me and to the wider Strabane public. And obviously, the wider Strabane public are feeling that pinch because they're bringing it to my attention, to my offices, and their concerns are being shared with everyone else out there. And again, this has become a huge issue of concern. So we've come to a few action points. They've said that the biggest issue is that they can't attract GPs. I can't understand why they can't attract them to Strabane specifically when they can get them to every other area. So we haven't accepted that. And we have urged that they go back and look at this again and do all they can to ensure that they do what they can to maximise the coverage of the Strabane out of hours system. The system is broken. The system isn't working. The system is failing. It changed in 2004, and since that, it has been failing the people of Strabane. It's been failing the people of Northern Ireland because that legislation just wasn't up to scratch. It was a complete mess. And since that, people have been trying to fix it. Now in 2017, we're left with a situation. The health service is in a terrible state. But what we do need is, and we understand fully, that our GPs are already under extreme pressure, those who work every day. But if there was some kind of an agreement amongst the GPs of the Strabane area, I do feel that we could fill some of these gaps a bit better. And from that, I will be writing to all GPs as a matter of urgency, requesting that they will do all they can to try and work together to cover those gaps.
And due to this lack of GP out of hours service, it is ultimately having a knock-on effect with Anthony Galvin Hospital, as patients then are sent to the emergency department there.
It is having a knock-on effect all over the place, in fact. And it's not just by people going on to A&E and people that should have been seen in Strabane having to travel down the road with something that is not an emergency. It's causing all sorts of log jams all over the place, particularly at weekends, because the weekends is the biggest issue overall in terms of coverage, even more so when it's a bank holiday. But we also have to be mindful that we live in a rural area. Strabane is hugely rural. There's people out there, there's mothers with children that live on their own that haven't got access to a car or a vehicle. And they have to travel to Strabane. And when they get to Strabane, they're then told that there's no out-of-hours GP and they're expected to get to Derry. So that is a huge issue of concern, and it is putting pressure on families, people that will not have access to vehicles. And that seems to be the biggest concern out there. I think it's more that people are panicking that in the event that something is wrong, which they're not quite sure if it is an emergency, if it is serious or not, they're left in limbo because they can't access that necessary GP provision out of hours when they need it.